Hey, boy, calm down. Hey, bud, what's going on? What's up with you today? Oh, you're the reason he's upset. You know you're not supposed to be on this side of town. So, what are you doing here? Don't come any closer. I said don't. Why? Cupid, no. That's why. Even my horse knows you're not supposed to be here. Where am I going? Away from you before my father sees. Before he sees you and I within eyesight of each other. Are you really this ignorant? Do you have no idea what goes on within your family that leads to our families hating each other? So, you do know. Ah, so you choose to be an ignorant prick and come around me when you know neither of us should be close enough to see each other, let alone speak to one another. You're just asking to get me in trouble. Maybe that's why you're here. Did your family send you? What do they want? What are they up to? What are you up to? Nothing. I don't think I buy that. Your family is the most manipulative family in all of town. My family is? No, your family is the one that scammed my great 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 grandfather out of the big oil deal all those years ago and have lied about it ever since. No, that's not what happened. No, I wasn't there, but my family is an honest family. I know you're unfamiliar with that, but my family doesn't lie to each other. This what? Spit it out! If you're gonna start a sentence like that, you must finish it. Yes. Now! What do you mean, this is why the feud is ceaseless? Well, my family can't let it go because we are an honest and honorable family, and we value truth in the company we keep. So until your family admits to what they've done, then yes, the feud will be ongoing and ceaseless. It doesn't matter if the betrayal was 10, 50, 100 generations ago. It happened, and there was no repentance. It matters because your family betrayed mine all those years ago, and your family has been dishonest and wicked ever since. We can't trust anything your family says or does, and until we get a confession or an apology, we won't trust your family. What do you mean? What are you talking about? You and I are not carrying it on. I am carrying it on? Well, your family can't be trusted. You can. You can what? You can be trusted. Okay. It's just that you've done nothing to show me that you're trustworthy. Like what? Oh, you're here. You mean, you snuck up into my family stables, scared my horse away with just your presence, and you've done nothing but argue with me the whole time you've been here. Sorry, but that doesn't really scream trustworthy. You didn't sneak? Well, you weren't invited and you didn't announce your presence. I'm the one arguing? Oh. No. You're right. You haven't yelled back. Okay, fine. Maybe I'm the one that's arguing, but how do you explain scaring my horse? Horses are not that timid. I've never seen Cupid get spooked by a person like that. Ah, yes. Cupid ran in fear of your charming good looks. Is that what you're saying? What? Why Cupid? What do you mean, why Cupid? Oh, why'd I name him Cupid? Nice change of subject, but I got him as a colt and he was just my little love bug. Everyone at the stables fell in love with him and he practically named himself. He's still my little big love bug. I'm cute when I talk about things I love. No, don't look at me like that. Don't do your little playboy look that you use on all the other girls. Oh, what look? You know what look. God, you're insufferable. I'm going away from you. Wow, you run quick. Okay, funny, haha. Will you move? Get out of my way. You're caging me in, and I don't like it. Yes, I'm sure. I am looking at you. I am looking in your eyes. Am I intimidated? No. No, I'm not. Stop. Don't call me pretty. No, I'm not scared I'll fall for you. Yes, I'm sure. Don't. kiss you? You want me to kiss you? My dad could walk in here at any second. He'll kill you if he catches you here. I'm what? I'm worth dying for? Do these lines actually work? Well, they're not working on... You feel that too? Good. So it's not just me. Good to know. Come here.